According to the general staff data, the enemy launched 6 missile strikes, 52 airstrikes, and 65 MLRS attacks over the past day. Private houses and other civilian infrastructure objects in the city of Dnipro were destroyed and damaged. To strike the Ukrainian towns of Lyman, Slovyansk, and Kostyantynivka, the enemy again used S-300 missile systems, which are not high-precision weapons. This once again points to the terror tactics of the Russian Federation. The probability of launching missile and airstrikes on the entire territory of Ukraine remains very high. The enemy continues to concentrate its main efforts on Kupiansk, Lyman, Bakhmut, Avdiivka, and Mariinka directions. Over the past 24 hours, 37 combat engagements took place on the specified areas of the front. Bakhmut and Mariinka are at the epicenter of military operations. In Siverchina and Slobodanchina directions, the enemy continues to maintain a military presence in the areas bordering Ukraine. Enemy sabotage and reconnaissance groups operate in some areas of the state border. Over the past day, the invaders used mortars and artillery to shell Mykolaivka in Chernihiv region, Proriz, Studenok, Bolokopitov, Vavkivka, Volfine, Zapsilia, Mikhailivka in Sumy region, Yudi, Haraniv, Zelin, Staritsia, Overzev, Hatushchi, Pletinivka, Vivchansk, Nestern, and Budarki in Kharkiv region. In Kupiansk direction, the enemy does not stop trying to improve its tactical position. Over the past day, the invaders carried out unsuccessful offensive operations in the area of Masyativka. Kamyanka, Kolodiazna, Krasny Persh, Petro-Ivanivka, Fiholivka, Novomlinsk, Zapadny, Monikanivka, Masyativka, Tabayivka, Berestovka in Kharkiv region. Stelmakivka in Luhansk region came under artillery and mortar attacks. In Lyman direction, over the past day, the enemy carried out offensive operations in the direction of Ivano-Daryevka, had no success. Airstrikes on Nesky area were launched. Makiivka, Nesky, Bilohorivka in Luhansk region, Torsky, Verkhniokamiansky, Spern in Donetsk region came under artillery fire. In Bakhmut direction, the enemy continues to conduct offensive operations. Battles for the city of Bakhmut continue. Over the past day, the enemy unsuccessfully tried to restore lost positions south of Ivanisky settlement. In addition, the invaders carried out offensive operations in the direction of Ryhorivka but had no success. Airstrikes were launched on Bakhmut and Ivanisky areas. Vasyakivka, Orhovo-Vasilivka, Markov, Ivanisky, Stupachki, Bilahora, Turetsk, and New York in Donetsk region came under enemy fire. In Avdiivka direction, the enemy conducted unsuccessful offensive operations in the direction of Avdiivka and Pervomysk. Over the past day, the enemy launched an airstrike in Avdiivka area. Novokalinov, Berdichi, Stepov, Avdiivka, Siverin, Pervomysk, Karlivka, and Nevelsky in Donetsk region came under enemy artillery fire. In Mariinka direction, the Ukrainian troops continue to repel enemy attacks in Mariinka area. The enemy launched airstrikes near it and in Novomikhailivka area. At the same time, Hiorayivka, Pobieda, and Novomikhailivka in Donetsk region came under enemy shelling. In Shakhtarsky direction, the enemy did not conduct offensive operations. At the same time, airstrikes were launched near Vodian, Vuledar, Prikastivka, Zolota Niva, and Velika Novosilka. Vodian and Vuledar were struck with artillery. In Zaporizhia and Kherson directions, the enemy defends itself and continues destroying the infrastructure of settlements near the contact line. Over the past day, airstrikes were launched on Novodenilivka and Stepov in Zaporizhia region, Stanislav and Kizimiz in Kherson region. The invaders also shelled Vremivka, Berlatsky, Novosilka, Zelin Pol, Novopol in Donetsk region, Olhisky, Hulepol, Zalezhnichny, Huliaypilsky, Bilohiria, Mala Tokmachka, Mali Sherbaki, Kamyansky in Zaporizhia region, Kherson, Mikhailivka, Kozatsky, Berhanka, Tiainka, Molodizhna, Kizimiz in Kherson region. The Russians continue to destroy the civilian population in Ukraine. Due to significant manpower losses, the Russian military leadership decided to reduce to 10 days the training period for personnel from among the convicts, whose base camp was deployed in Starobelska district of Luhansk region. Earlier, about 1,000 people were brought to the said camp from penal facilities in the territory of Russia. The training was then planned to be carried out for 4 weeks. Over the past day, the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine launched 14 strikes on the enemy's personnel and military equipment clusters, as well as 7 strikes on the enemy's anti-aircraft missile systems. 3 enemy reconnaissance UAVs of various types and 5 combat UAVs were destroyed. Missile and artillery units hit 5 enemy personnel clusters, 2 ammunition depots, 3 artillery units on firing positions, 2 command posts, an electronic warfare station, an anti-aircraft missile system, and another important target. Natalia Tolub,